Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning we consider the words recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 19, beginning at the 23rd verse. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Here ends the reading. Dear fellow redeemed, are you rich? Would you consider yourself to be a wealthy person? Now, maybe some of you are thinking, no way. I am a poor college student just scraping by. In fact, I expect to be paying loans several years after graduation. I am by no means rich. Others of you no doubt are thinking, well, not I. I am an underpaid employee of this college. I maybe have enough wealth to get by, but I'm certainly not rich either. Others of you maybe are thinking, Luke, we spend hours with you at the seminary every day. You know that we of all people are not rich. Well, I have news for all of you. By worldly standards, everyone in this room is fairly rich. Maybe you barely slept last night. But was that because you lack a warm, comfortable bed? Or was it because you were up late playing Xbox 360 or PS3 with your friends? Maybe this morning you missed breakfast. But was that because you did not have a pantry full of cereal and milk in the fridge? Or was it because you just had a huge meal last night and you intend on filling up in the cafeteria in just a couple hours? If you did not drive here this morning in a car, was it because you lack a vehicle or was it because you had enough time to spare for a leisurely walk or bicycle ride? Maybe you went to classes this morning without a computer in hand. Was that because you do not own a computer? Or because you can access the internet on your iPhone or other mobile device? When we consider all the things we have, we must admit that we are all fairly wealthy. So are we therefore ineligible to enter the kingdom of heaven? Jesus says that it is hard for a rich man to enter heaven, that for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle is easier than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now I have with me today a needle. Can you see how small the eye of that needle is? Or can you even see the needle at all? It is here. I couldn't find a camel to bring in with me today. But the average camel is 7 feet in height from the ground to the top of its hump, maybe about to here. So if I had a camel with me, I'm sure you would all see it quite clearly. So we can imagine that even with a very cooperative camel, it would be difficult to get it through the eye of this little needle. Now Matthew tells us that his disciples were greatly astonished at his words. "Who then can be saved?" they asked. The disciples understood the point Jesus was making very well. They knew that when he spoke of rich people, he was not referring only to people who own many possessions and much money. No, Jesus meant anyone who loves worldly wealth. He meant that anyone, no matter how much money he has or how many possessions he owns, who loves money and clings to the riches of this world, cannot be saved. Now, that is not to say that owning possessions and property is in itself sinful. However, loving or trusting in these things above God is not only sinful, but it is entirely faith-destroying. One cannot trust in wealth and at the same time trust in God. On another occasion, Jesus said that one cannot serve both God and worldly wealth. So the question is, are you a rich man, loving and trusting in your possessions? Or are you poor in spirit and thereby a possessor of the kingdom of God? Are you in the habit of helping out others when you see them in need? Or do you tend to look away and go about your business? What's yours is yours after all, and if other people were more careful with their possessions like you, they would not need your help. When you face disasters in life, such as accidents, loss of an investment, or maybe an illness. When this has happened, has your first response been to go to God in prayer for his help? Or was your first impulse to review the balance of your checking account and make sure that you have been careful enough to save enough money to get you through this? If you look at your life honestly, you may be surprised at how often you have been the rich man. Who then can be saved? Jesus answers with, "Man, this is impossible. We are utterly incapable of prying the wealth out of our own embraces. We could sooner stretch the eye of this little needle around a camel than pry our own eyes away from the wealth that we have. But with God, all things are possible. God sent his Son, Jesus, to live a life of poverty in our place. Not only was Jesus a poor man in the literal sense, but Jesus never desired the riches of this world. Jesus never loved or trusted in wealth, or anything else for that matter, above God. For 30 pieces of silver, Jesus was sold to be tortured and killed. Tortured and killed to pay the price for the greed of the one who sold him, and for our greed. Because Christ was poor, we all are now rich. Now, I'm not saying that as a Christian you can expect to have great wealth in the world. However, as Christians, we know that we have great treasure in heaven. Jesus, the bread of life from heaven, is of infinitely more value to us than any bread our money can buy here on earth. This bread of life satisfies us when we read and hear the Word of God, and we consume this bread of life more literally when we receive Christ in the sacrament. Through these means of grace, we are made poor in spirit and possessors of heaven. In your life, you may enjoy many temporal blessings. You may enjoy good food, fancy clothing, relaxing vacations. You may enjoy sports and hobbies and recreations. You may enjoy music, television, and all of the various arts. And all of these are wonderful blessings from God. However, the Christian must keep these things in perspective. They are blessings to be enjoyed for a time. But only God can provide for us what we really need. And only the grace of God offers comfort and security beyond this short life. Jesus, crucified for you, is your life, your hope's foundation, and your glory and salvation. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with all the luxuries and pleasures that we enjoy daily. Forgive us for our tendency to take these things for granted and to forget that they are your gracious gifts. Also, forgive us for valuing these physical blessings more highly than we ought. Ever remind us that the riches of life are quite transitory, that they will pass away. We also thank you for your spiritual blessings, for sending your Son to live and to die in our place, for making the salvation he has won available to us in your word and your sacraments. In Christ, you have done the impossible and have redeemed lost sinners like us. Therefore, create in us thankful hearts as we consider these blessings, and lead us to seek true security only in your means of grace. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor.